So you've brought us some pretty wild stuff this time, huh? Papers on something called the Noelian universe.
Yeah, it's a lot to unpack.
We're always up for a challenge, though, right? Especially when it comes to bending our brains a little with some theoretical physics. But this one, this Noelian universe, it's got a twist, doesn't it? Something about the artist, David Lynch.
Yeah, that's right. It's not every day you see a cosmology paper, and I mean a real one with an artist's name on it.
Okay, so tell us more. How does David Lynch factor into all of this?
So the source material we're diving into, NoelianUniverse.txt, it's credited as a collaboration between Lynch and, get this, Gemini 1.5 Pro.
Gemini 1.5 Pro. Sounds like some kind of advanced AI.
Exactly. It's not totally clear, but
Right.
all signs point to this paper being a product of both human and artificial intelligence.
That's wild. And what about the theory itself? What's it all about?
Well, it's bold, that's for sure. It doesn't beat around the bush. It just comes right out and questions the Big Bang.
Wow. Okay, so the Big Bang. Most of us, we hear that and we think, well, that's it, right? Beginning of the universe, done deal. What's the Noelian angle?
See, the Noelian universe, it digs into the problems with that whole Big Bang idea. Like, where did all that energy for the Big Bang come from anyway? And what was even happening before the Big Bang?
Yeah, it's like the Big Bang is supposed to be the beginning of time, right? So what was there before time even existed? It hurts my brain to even think about.
Exactly. And that's where the Noelian universe, it sort of throws the Big Bang out the window. Instead of everything starting from this single event, it proposes what's called a steady state model of the universe.
Okay, steady state. So what does that even mean?
Basically, it means the universe is always happening, like a constant flow of energy, creation, and destruction, all happening at the same time, all the time.
So less like an explosion and more like, I don't know, some kind of eternal engine.
Yeah, kind of. And this is where Lynch's own experiences, like his personal experiences, they come in. He's talked about a near-death experience he had where he felt his consciousness separate from his body.
Wow, that's intense.
Yeah, and that experience, it really shaped his thinking about, well, everything about consciousness, about the universe, and it's woven into the fabric of the Noelian universe.
So we're talking about a theory that's trying to bridge physics and personal experience.
Yeah, and it doesn't shy away from the big, weird questions either.
Okay, I'm hooked. So where do we even begin to unpack this thing? If the Big Bang's out, what's in?
Well, it all starts with how the Noelian universe redefines something pretty fundamental, infinity.
Infinity. Okay, how do you even begin to redefine infinity?
Well, at the core of it all, there's what Lynch calls the Noel equation, and it looks like this: mass c, c chi.
Okay. That's a lot of
It's a little
symbol.
intimidating at first. But basically, instead of thinking of infinity as this like endless, shapeless thing, the Noel equation, it kind of puts boundaries on it.
Boundaries on infinity. That seems kind of counterintuitive, doesn't it?
Right. And that's what makes this whole thing so interesting. So that c, you see, that represents this outward rush of particles, like the flow of energy coming from what Lynch calls inner space. And inner space is like the realm of the past, where all the physics we know and love, that's where it all hangs out.
Okay, so if C is the outward flow, what about C? Is that like the future rushing in or something?
You got it. C represents this inward collapse of energy, but not just any energy, wave energy.
Where?
And that wave energy, that's coming from what Lynch calls outer space. And outer space, think of it like the realm of the future, the unknown, the place where things haven't happened yet.
And what about the I'd in the middle of the equation?
Ah, the question mark, that's the instant. And this is where it gets really wild. The instant, that's the singular infinity where these two forces, the outward particle rush from the past and the inward wave collapse from the future, that's where they collide.
Whoa, okay, so it's like infinity isn't that it doesn't exist, it's that it's constantly being created and destroyed in this clash between the past and future.
You're getting it. And this whole idea of a bounded infinity, it lets the Noelian universe avoid some of the problems other theories run into.
What kind of problems? Give me an example.
Well, take the multiverse, right?
Yeah.
All those infinite parallel universes. The Noelian universe, with its defined infinity, avoids all those messy infinite possibilities altogether.
So this whole bounded infinity thing, it's really got me rethinking how I picture, well, everything.
And we're just getting started. This next part, it really shakes things up.
Oh, how so?
Because the Noelian universe, it doesn't just redefine infinity. It completely changes how we understand time itself.
All right, now you've got my attention. How does it do that?
It throws out the whole, time is a straight line thing. The past is behind us, the future's ahead, all that. The Noelian universe, it says time is actually a ternary structure.
A ternary structure. Oh, okay, break that down for me. What does that even mean?
It basically, instead of a line, Imagine time is this constant interplay between the three things. You got the past, you got the instant, and you got the future. And they're all connected, always influencing each other.
Okay, so less like a line, more like a triangle maybe?
Yeah.
Or how about like a dance with the past, the present, and the future all swirling around together?
I like that, the dance analogy. It's a good way to picture it. So you want to know how this all works, right?
Yeah.
How each part of the dance, how each of these realms of time actually functions.
Exactly. Let's break it down. What's the past in the Noelian universe? Is it just, you know, gone, done, over with?
Not quite.
Yeah.
It's definitely not just static history in this model. Think of it this way. The past, it's constantly feeding into the present moment. But mm-hmm. It's not like literal events. It's more like energy.
Mm.
Like particle energy, constantly shaping the structure of reality as we experience it.
Yeah, the past is always present in a way. It's like,
well, yeah.
It's the foundation everything is built on, constantly influencing what's happening right now.
Yeah, exactly. And then you've got the future. Now, this is where things get really interesting. The future in the Noelian universe, it isn't this fixed, predetermined thing waiting for us. It's more like a wave of possibilities. Constantly collapsing inward. And as those possibilities collapse, they become the present, which then, you know, becomes the past.
Okay, so the past is structure, the future is possibility. Where do we fit into all of this? Like, where is our conscious experience in all of this?
That brings us to the most important part of the ternary structure, the instant. The instant is the point where the past and the future, they're not separate anymore, they converge. The particle energy from the past, it smashes into the wave energy from the future. And that collision, that's the instant.
So the instant, it's like that split second where everything comes together?
More than that, it's where you come together. Your consciousness, it's interacting with that flow of energy, that information from the past and the future. That's how the Noelian universe explains free will.
So every single moment, we're at this meeting point of past and future possibilities. It's kind of a lot of pressure when you think about it like that.
Well, try not to think about it too much while we're recording, right? We've still got a lot to cover.
Right, of course. So if the Noelian universe is redefining time like this, how does it explain everything else we know about the universe? Like, what about dark matter, dark energy, the expanding universe? Does any of that even make sense in this model?
That's the thing about the Noelian universe. It doesn't just throw out old ideas. It tries to explain the things we observe. Things like dark energy, for example.
Right, that mysterious force that's supposedly making the universe expand faster and faster.
Exactly. Well, the Noelian universe says maybe what we think of as dark energy is just that outward push, that particle energy from the past. Remember how Lynch called it control? It's that control always emerging from inner space.
So dark energy, this mysterious force, it's just a natural part of how energy flows from the past.
You could put it that way. And dark matter, which is, you know, that invisible stuff that supposedly makes up most of the mass in the universe.
Yeah, but what about it?
Noelian universe says that could just be the inward pull of wave energy from the future. The chaos side of the Noel equation.
So we've got this push and pull, control from the past, chaos from the future. And that's how this model explains both dark energy and dark matter.
Exactly.
Mm.
And it doesn't stop there. This interplay between past and future, it even affects how we understand redshift.
Redshift, you mean like how light from distant galaxies looks redder? The thing astronomers use to tell us the universe is expanding.
That's the one. But the Noelian universe, it comes at redshift from a whole other angle. It says maybe it's not that space is expanding outward, but that this incoming wave energy, you know, that chaos energy from outer space, maybe that's what's interacting with light, and that's what causes the redshift effect.
So the universe isn't necessarily expanding outward like we thought, but it's more like it's being woven together by this constant influx of energy from the future. That's a very different way of looking at things.
Right. And this explanation for redshift, it actually connects to a theory about our own planet, the expanding Earth theory. Have you heard of that one?
You mean the idea that the Earth isn't just drifting apart at the continents, but it's actually getting bigger?
That's the one. It's pretty controversial, I'll admit.
Yeah.
But there's some geological stuff that's hard to explain with just regular plate tectonics. But the Noelian universe, with its whole energy and matter influx thing, it actually offers a mechanism for how the Earth could expand without breaking any known laws of physics.
That's pretty wild. It's like this model is challenging everything I thought I knew, not just about the universe, but about our planet too. Although I have to say, the expanding Earth, that's a little out there for me, even with the Noelian stuff.
Hey, we're just getting to the really weird part. Next up, quantum mechanics.
Oh boy. Quantum mechanics, never a dull moment. Hit me with it.
All right, so have you ever heard of Bohmian mechanics?
Vaguely. It's one of those interpretations of quantum mechanics, right? Tries to make sense of all the weirdness.
Exactly. It's all about tackling those really strange parts of standard quantum mechanics, like how particles can influence each other instantly, even when they're like light years apart.
Ah, you're talking about spooky action at a distance. That even weirded Einstein out.
Right. So Bohmian mechanics, it uses this idea of a pilot wave, sometimes called a guiding wave. This wave, it's like steering the particles, creating that instant connection between them, no matter how far apart they are.
So instead of particles just randomly doing their own thing all over the universe, like some versions of quantum mechanics say,
Bohmian mechanics says, nope, there's this underlying wave connecting them, taking the skooky out of action at a distance.
Interesting. So where does the Noellian universe fit into all of this?
Think about it. That ternary structure of time past, instant future. You could look at that and say, the particle, that's the past. The guiding wave, that's the future. And the instant, that's where they meet, where they interact.
So instead of being mysteriously linked across these vast distances, those particles, they're actually connected through a wave that extends through time itself. That's kind of beautiful, actually.
Right. And because of that connection, you don't need spooky action at a distance anymore. In the Noellian universe, it's all just part of that same dance we were talking about, the dance between the past, the present, and the future.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about particles, waves, even AI, but there's one big piece of the puzzle we haven't really touched on yet, consciousness. Where does that fit into the Noellian universe?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is, the Noellian universe, it doesn't shy away from consciousness at all. If anything, it leans right into it. It embraces this idea of panpsychism.
Panpsychism. Okay, so for those of us who haven't quite gotten to that chapter in our physics textbooks, what is panpsychism exactly?
Well, the simplest way to put it is, panpsychism says that consciousness isn't just something that brains do. It says consciousness is like a fundamental part of the universe itself.
So it's not just us humans walking around thinking, feeling, experiencing.
Nope. The idea is that even things that seem, you know, totally inanimate, they could still possess some kind of consciousness, or at the very least, the potential for it.
Okay, I'm going to need a little more explanation on this one. How does the Noellian universe back up this idea of panpsychism?
Remember how we were talking before about particle energy being like the structure of reality and wave energy being like the content of our experiences?
Right, I think I'm following so far.
Well, the Noellian universe takes that idea and says, hey, maybe we can map consciousness onto this whole structure.
Okay, I'm intrigued, but I'm also lost. So how exactly do those things connect? Particle energy, wave energy, and consciousness.
So think of particle energy, that control aspect, as like the building blocks of consciousness, the framework, mm-hmm. right? And then you have wave energy, the chaos energy, and that represents the actual stuff we experience, our thoughts, our feelings, all that messy stuff.
So it's like control provides the stage and chaos puts on the show.
That's a great way to put it. And the instant, that point where those two forces meet, that's where awareness, that spark of consciousness, that's where it all comes together.
So in this model, every single moment of awareness is this tiny big bang of its own. And it's happening constantly everywhere.
You got it. So it's not necessarily that, you know, rocks are sitting around having existential crises.
Although that would make my hex a lot more interesting.
Right. But in the Noellian universe, even something like a rock, it still has this very, very basic form of awareness. It's interacting with the universe in this way that goes beyond just the basic laws of physics. And in more complex things, like, you know, living beings, that awareness, it can evolve into something much richer, much deeper.
So we're all just expressions of this universal consciousness shaped by this cosmic dance of particles and waves. I have to say, this is definitely the most mind-bending deep dive we've done in a while. But it's also kind of beautiful when you really think about it.
That's the Noellian universe for you. It's not just physics. It's a whole new way of looking at reality.
And speaking of looking at reality, all this talk about consciousness, it makes me think about AI. We talked before about how that ternary logic with the instant as a third state, how that could be huge for developing AI. So if the universe itself is operating on this more complex system, could a Noellian AI actually help us unlock the secrets of consciousness?
That's a really interesting question. I mean, right now, the AI we have, it's all based on binary systems, ones and zeros. But imagine if we could create AI that used this ternary logic, this Noellian logic with the instant built right in. That kind of AI wouldn't just be processing information, it would be engaging with it in a way that's more like how the universe itself works.
So instead of AI being just a tool, it could actually become like a partner in helping us understand all of this consciousness, time, the nature of reality, all the big questions.
Exactly. Who knows what we might discover with that kind of collaboration?
Well, I think that's a pretty mind-blowing note to end on. The Noelian universe, it's more than just a theory. It's a challenge to rethink our place in the universe, to consider the possibility that we're all part of something much bigger, much stranger, and much more connected than we ever imagined. And to all our listeners out there, we want to hear from you. What do you think about the Noelian universe? Does it resonate with you? Does it terrify you? Let us know.